Well, we're heading to the Thunderline now, and boy, you talk about an honor and a pleasure. Get to talk to this gentleman, and well, to describe this gentleman, we would use terms like Dances with Wolves, The Bodyguard, Robin Hood, my favorite, Field of Dreams, and then, of course, there was Waterworld. But we are on the Thunderline.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be offended by that.
No. We're on the Thunder Line with Kevin Costner. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to Thunder Country.
Hello, Paul.
It's so good to talk to you. And
Jen.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, wait a minute, Kevin. Before we go on and before we let our Thunderheads know the big news of what's going on, I just want you to know that Jen has a story about a friend of hers and something that has to do with you and how we know that her friend is such a big fan. Would you please explain this, Jen?
Well, when we were in college, she had to pick a pin for her ATM card. And so every time we would drive up to, I'm always the driver, and I would drive up to the ATM, and she'd hand me her debit card, and I would look at her, and I'd say, Kevin Costner, and she'd go, yes, because her PIN number was your birthday, so I know your birthday is January 18th.
It is. Well, you know, I'll tell you, that's not a bad story.
Well, forget all the awards, forget everything like that. The highlight of your career now is that Jen's friend has your birth date as her PIN number.
She's going to have to change it.
Got it.
Well, this morning, Thunderheads, we are talking about what you just heard, Kevin Costner and Modern West Love Shine. First of all, Kevin, tell our Thunderheads about Modern West, about how this came about.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks. This band, I put this band together about 12 years ago, and I had two of the members were in the first band I was ever in my 20s, and I just stepped away from music for a while because of the movies and everything, and you can't run that hard in both areas, and I got married a second time, and my wife stumbled onto this music that we had done, and she said, you know, why don't you do that? And I said, do what? She goes, you know what I'm talking about, the music. She goes, I like it. And really, for 2 years, she prompted me to try to get back into this. And I said, you know, no, I don't want to. And finally, she kind of did what only a good friend can do. And I say friend because sometimes in a relationship, you have to step out of your relationship to actually get down to the truth of something. So why? She goes, look, why don't you want to do this? And I had, like, avoided doing the music, like taking the trash out or eating vegetables. And she said, let me ask you something. She goes, do you like making music? I said, yeah. She goes, do you think the people in front of you are happy when you're playing? I said, yeah, I do. She goes, well, what could be wrong with that?
Good point.
And there was this interesting kind of simple logic. And she said, if you want to make original music, then go do it, Kevin. And so that's what happened. I just decided that I would make music wherever I was making movies around the world. And the perfect thing about that for me is it's emblematic of my whole career, which is if I go into something without a plan and I'm just doing it because I love it, it all seems to take its own course. And so just wanting to make original music wherever I was making movies suddenly turned into people that started to ask us to play. And 12 years later, we played all around the world. I've always kept it kind of low key, and literally the song "Love Shine" that's somehow found its way to you was again not part of a grand plan, but it was part of some people that you even know that heard the music and said, "This is kind of a cool little vibe." And so I haven't made a career trying to bust down doors as much. I've made a career out of just doing what it is I want to do, and so somehow this song has found its way to you, but this band is about 12 years old, and I've essentially just played music wherever I've been making movies, and for the last 12 years, we've been traveling the world when invited to come, which is quite a bit.
We're on the Thunderline with Kevin Costner, and Thunderheads, the way that this song found its way to me, as Kevin was referring to, was somebody who you Thunderheads know very well, Tommy Steele. I got to hang out with Tommy Steele in Nashville at Country Radio Seminars. And Kevin, Tommy was so excited telling me about the project that you had. And he reached out to me last week and informed me of the release date of Thursday for this song. I was thrilled that he had a chance to send it to me, and really honored that Tommy had a chance to help out to get this this interview set up. And it's really cool to hear your perspective on how this all came to be. And when you think about it, that you said, you know, for 12 years you guys have been playing together, that Modern West has been together. But you know, let me ask you a question, because you did say that when you do it without plans, it just kind of takes a life of its own. Do you think we will see and hear about, let's say, a Kevin Costner and Modern West tour sometime?
Well, I always have to pick and choose what I'm going to do with my time. I mean, we've toured quite a bit, and I don't know. You know, can I tour 40, 50 days? A year? We're asked about 200 times to play. I mean, yeah. We could really book all year long, but that doesn't kind of suit my lifestyle. I think, you know, as a band, we have just kind of created these songs that hopefully have this kind of universal feeling. So, yeah, I can see us going out and playing. But Tommy did hear this, and actually he heard two songs. And it was just, when he heard the first one, he wanted to hear another one to find out, well, wait a second, is this just some kind of gimmick? And when he found out there's 60, 70 songs that we've recorded, that we wrote music for Hatfield and McCoy's, he began to kind of have his own discovery. So why Love Shine caught him off guard, I can't tell you. I do know that the song is really deals with about what's important in life, which is keeping the relationship that you have front and center. You know, there's a lot of distractions out there, and this band writes about, age-appropriate stuff, and sometimes about when we're young. It writes about, you know, what's going on in the world, but probably the majority of our songs deal with that mystery of love and the difficulty of relationships, and Love Shine kind of maybe just caught him just right, because sometimes it is just about you and this woman, and you go, we've got to shut out the noise if we keep on track with who we are. So that's what the vibe of the song is all about. Just you and me at this moment. There's a light on us, period. Shut out the distraction. So for as much as Tommy likes music, I think he probably always he likes equally what it's about. And I think the other song that I sent him, which was called Last Time, was a song that, when he heard that, he was just kind of blown away what that was about. So, you know, I think the key to us is to just keep writing songs that somehow make a difference to whoever happens to hear it.
Yeah. Well, you Thunderheads, you just heard it. You'll be hearing a lot more of it. Kevin Costner and Modern West, Love Shine. And you know what, Kevin? We're going to reach out to Tommy. I'd like to get that other song as well and get a chance for our Thunderheads to hear it, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, that was that song was kind of funny. It was I saw my dad in the fall, and it was something we've been doing all our life. And I watched him struggle. We were actually hunting, and I watched him struggle for 2 days. And I had my oldest son with me, and there came a moment when the trip was over, and I looked at my son. I said, "Listen, I don't want you to think about him the way you see him right now." I said, "That guy was the strongest guy in the world, and he carried me everywhere, everywhere." Mm. And everything I know about being a man, I learned from him. So I don't want you to think about him the way you saw him. I said, but this might be the last time we ever see him. And so that song, Last Time, is that song that you're kind of talking about. Was I came back, and it's actually probably the best example of how this band functions. I told that story, and I said, I want to write this song about the last time. Because we're all going to face that moment. Maybe you have faced it.
Yep.
But it's about the people that you've loved the longest and who've loved you the longest. And so, you know, and it's not sad. There's a bit of a celebration in it, but that was That's what the band does. We write about stuff like that, too. So it's a, kind of a pretty good little rock and roll song. It's a little different than Love Shine, but God, let's hope it's different, because who wants to hear the same song?
Right.
Well, I kind of love what you're saying there, that there's a maturity to some of your themes that might not necessarily be out there with the, you know, let's go get a drink and hook up with this girl, you know, and this is a different kind of thing, talking about these universal truths and even when you're talking about what your wife was saying to you, that, you know, follow your gut and go with the things that make you happy. And it's kind of a refreshing approach.
Yeah, I think if people wade back into the songs of Modern West, they're going to be pretty shocked. You know, and there's songs that are just pretty simple. We got this one song called Alive in the City, which is just simply about thinking you're going to have the greatest night in the world with your girl. And in doing so, you actually end up saying something that you're not quite sure that what you said, but you're looking at her and the mascara starts running down and the pins start coming out of the hair and you're thinking, oh, hold on, what just happened here? And tears start coming down and you're going, why? What just happened here? Look, whatever you think I said, I didn't say. Whatever you think that meant, that's not what I meant. And what happens is you feel the potential of a great night starting to slip away. And finally, as a man, you decide to grow some teeth and you go, hey, look, whatever you think you heard, you didn't hear. Now, what I need for you to do is put your clothes back on and let's go out. Because these times that we can have together in life, they slip away, man. You don't always get them. Put your stuff on. We're going out because we're not going to let this pass us by. And so that song's called Alive in the City. But I think anybody, if you kind of look that song up and you listen to it, Jen, you might kind of go, I get that.
I'm going to have to do that for sure.
Yeah. And for every guy who says they've got a perfect and that never happened, I guess that song's not for them.
Well, you know, it's so interesting to talk to you about it and your philosophy on music, and it's so great. We are talking with Kevin Costner on the Thunderline. Kevin Costner and Modern West, the new single, Love Shine, and I promise you, Thunderheads, we will get a hold of the other song and give you a chance to hear it. And I really think if you could, maybe you could sit down and write a song about our mutual friend, of course, Tommy Steele. Can you come up with a good song wrapped around I'll Drink It If It's Free?
Well, let me... Can I come up with a good song around Tommy?
Yeah, it's got to involve free alcohol and you're set.
Well, I got to tell you what, that's pressure. You know, that's pressure right now. You know what? We write a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. And they don't all make it. And that's probably the biggest function I have in my band, is I decide when the cream gets to the top. And it really doesn't matter if it's my song or somebody else's song in the band. I kind of, we all think the last song we wrote is the best song we wrote. Mm-hmm. But it's not always the case. And so what's happened is this band, that's what I do. And interestingly enough, I don't think this band has ever had an argument in 12 years. It's really strange.
Wow.
I kind of laid that out. I said, look, you guys in most instances are better musicians than I am. I said, but I'm going to break all the ties. Anybody have a problem with that? And nobody did, and we trust each other.
That is so vitally important. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. And, you know, when you get a chance to chat with Tommy, he can tell you because we brought him there. But here in Thunder Country, we are very close to Bethelwood Center for the Arts, which happens to be located on the original site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival. And let's hope that someday you get some time in that busy schedule that we would be able to maybe see Kevin Costner and Modern West at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'd like to stand up in front of people and throw a big wall of music out there for you guys.
Well, make it a point to come to Thunder Country. We'd love to have you, my friend. It was really a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for allowing us to, you know, to get a chance to play Love Shine prior to it being released. We do appreciate that honor.
Thanks, you guys. We'll see you later, Jen and Paul. Take care.